This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The Olympics, which start in just a bit more than a week, are going to be interesting. Tokyo is in a state of emergency. There aren't going to be any fans in the stands, local or overseas visitors. Just, it's going to be weird. That said, the Games are a multi-billion dollar investment and a multi-billion dollar business opportunity, driven in very large part by advertising and sponsorships. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab looked at whether losing some of the spirit of the Games might mean a loss for companies, too.
Despite the fact that it's very much the year 2021, this Summer Olympics is still branded as Tokyo 2020. One big reason? Money. Matthew Katz is a professor of sport management at UMass Amherst.
Something that seems as simple as changing every visual from 2020 to 2021 and every voiceover, right, and every piece of merchandise, that would be an enormous, enormous undertaking.
T-shirts and commemorative medallions and crowd favorites like noisemakers, binoculars, and hot weather necessities.
The cooling off fan feels like a tough piece of merchandise to sell if you're not there in person.
A lot of this stuff will probably go to waste. So will some of the money sponsors spent on being part of the experience. This Olympics official beer, Asahi, had counted on serving drinks to an international audience. Martin Conway, a professor at Georgetown University who did marketing for Major League Baseball teams, puts it pretty bluntly.
Well, for this particular Olympics, you've made a mistake.
Besides slapping the Olympic logo on a beer can, there's not much sponsors can do. And the biggest marketing money is in TV ads. Kantar Media, which measures audiences and advertising, estimates that the Games will bring in $2.2 billion in ad revenue. But the energy ads depend on won't be the same. Imagine Carrie Strug's gymnastics vault comeback, or Usain Bolt officially becoming the fastest man alive without the roar of a crowd.
Here comes Usain Bolt! Usain Bolt storming through! He takes it again!
As consumers are engaged with the content, it amplifies engagement with the advertising that surrounds the event.
Gregory Aston is Kantar's director of research. He says there are still benefits to buying time during the biggest live event in the world, and brands are prepared. They've already used crowdless baseball and basketball games as test cases. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.